It's something not often seen in South Dakota, private investment in economic development in a small town. A group of investors is trying it in White, converting the former White Care Center into a mixed-use facility called the Farmstead that will feature residential, retail, and office space. No groundbreaking, so a wall-breaking ceremony was held Friday afternoon as those involved in the project took sledgehammer in hand to help demolish a wall. Randy Hansen of Brookings is managing member for the investors, the Dedicated Investments Group.
It takes a lot of people and a lot of entities and a lot of hard work from different people to get a project like this to work. I was just overwhelmed by what it takes to take a project like this that was headed for the dump heap to turn it into something like what you see here.
Terry Wright is mayor of White.
It's just beneficial to see a building that would have probably ended up getting run down into the ground and to be revitalized and turned into something that's going to help our economy. It'll help out the city. It'll generate tax revenue, new business. It'll provide employment.
The project came about thanks in part to a USDA Rural Development Loan. Julie Gross is the new Director of Rural Development for the USDA in South Dakota.
We are all watching this project because I told them in D.C., and I'm actually going to Washington, D.C. next week, and I'm going to use this as an example of what happens. I am. This is what happens in rural America. I mean, you have a town of 500 people. I mean, this is really awesome.
The hope is that the facility will include a restaurant, daycare, salon, and fitness center. Brookings Health System is maintaining a clinic in the building. Apartments should be ready for tenants on June 1st.